So the Gemara, in the beginning of the sugya of Chanukah, says like this: Tani Rami Bar Chama, Psilos Ushmanim Shamu Chachamim Mei Malik Behem B'Shabbes, Ein Malikim Behem B'Mikdash. That the wicks and the oil, which cannot be used in the Mikdash, cannot be used. That were not used for Shabbos can't be used in the Mikdash, because it says Lahalos Ner Tamid. Lahalos Ner Tamid. This is really how the sugi begins for Chanukah. It's not exactly a Chanukah de Kalach yet, but that's how it rolls in. It's Emalikin. That's where the sugi of Chanukah is in. With the pasuk of Lahalos Ner Tamid. And the Gemara makes a drasha, Kedei Shetehei HaShalheves Oilu Me'aleha. But the Shalheves has to be a candle which is able to survive on its own, without any assistance from the outside. So the question is, and we'll try to circle back to this, is like, why is this the Pesach to the Sugi of Chanukah? The Pasuk of Lahalos Ner Tamid. What does the Inyan of Lahalos Ner Tamid teach us in Avodas Hashem? Every single Yom Tov comes to give us gifts, especially Chanukah, you know, it's a minhag to give gifts, right? It's all shadow whether that's a Yiddish minhag or it's a Goyish minhag. Ask a local rabbi. But see, every Yom Tov has gifts. V'asina Hashem Elokeinu es Birkas Mayadecha. So what's the bracha, what's the lekach of Chanukah, and how does that pertain to the sinning of Lahalos Ner Tamid? Of course, focuses on Shemen and Eish, and every tzur of the mitzvah comes to teach us something else about what we can learn in Avodas Hashem. So let's begin with this. The Gemara in Sukkah, the Gemara in Sukkah tells us that Ashrei Kol Choy Chiloi, that there are 36 hidden tzaddikim at all times in every generation who behold the Or HaGanos, the hidden light of creation. Ashrei Kol Choy Chiloi. The Gemara makes a drasha. Loi is the matchy of 36. Of course, this is a hint of Chanukah, because all the tzaddikim tell us that the Lamed Vav Neiros of Chanukah, there are 36 of them, correspond to the 36 hours that the Or HaGanos, Hashem's hidden light, revealed itself in the Gan Eden before it was taken away. Hashem created this mysterious light, and he saw that it should only be for tzaddikim and not for Hashem, so he hid it, he concealed it. But for those 36 hours, and it's a shiloh, what were the 36 hours exactly? But everybody agrees it was 36 hours. Correspond to the 36 candles of Chanukah. So Mamela, these aren't just regular lights. That the light which comes from the nearest Chanukah is the light of the Or HaGanos. Ashrei Kol Choy Chiloi. That's a hint. Immediately after in the Gemara tells us a statement of Shem Bayochai. It was before that. Shem Bayochai says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created Bnei Aliyah, but there are only very few Bnei Aliyah. If there's 1,000, my son and I are of them. If there's 100, we're amongst them. And if there's only 2, it's me and my son, or Belazar. There's a concept which is called Bnei Aliyah. And immediately after that, the Gemara goes into the sugi of Ashrei Kol Choy Chiloi, because the Gemara has a question. Rabbi says, or it's Rava, how could you say that there's only 2 Bnei Aliyahs? Ashrei Kol Choy Chiloi. There are 36 tzaddikim in every generation. So the Gemara has to say, it means some are mestaka bas b'klaim ma'ira, some are not. It's different madrigas, the Gemara says. But these two inyanim are next to each other, and they're really part of one sugya. The inyan of Bnei Aliyah and the concept of Ashrei Kol Choy Chiloi. Those who await for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the inyan of Lamed Vav tzaddikim, which corresponds with Pinchas Kartzer, says also to the Lamed Vav Neiros Chanukah. You've seen there's an inyan in Avodas Hashem, which is it's called Bnei Aliyah. And this is a sugya which comes up, a turn which comes up by Reb Shimon Bayochai and his son. And anytime you see Reb Shimon Bayochai, whether anywhere in the Gemara, it's always the same Reb Shimon as the Zohar Kaddish. What's interesting is that Reb Shimon Bayochai and the Zohar Kaddish is called Beitzina Kaddisha, which means the holy fire, the holy candle. That's his name. And what this is telling us, of course, it's deeply rooted in Pnimei Satayra, and the limit of Pnimei Satayra, what it's all about, is that it's shaykh for a person to become a Beitzina Kaddisha. to become a Ner Kadosh. Be'etzem every Yid is a Ner Kadosh, Ner Hashem, Nishma Sadam. The more that a person is cognizant and aware in a deep way of the fact that he's a Neshama, then he realizes he's a Ner. But Reb Shimon was able to transform himself into a living candle, a Ner Hashem, Nishma Sadam. Normally, when you light a candle for somebody who's deceased, right? Because after he doesn't have a guf and he's only a neshama, so then a ner matches the neshama. But it's shach that a person can become so pure and he can become so holy in this world. He becomes so neshama that he's a candle even in this world. He doesn't have to wait till the next world to light a candle for him. He becomes that candle. So of course, the Baal HaTanya tells us in Perek Yutes that the whole inyan of a ner and eish and the teva of shemin, which is where the eish comes from, is that it's always nisa'ala. The eish is always trying to go higher, to return to its source, because you know eish comes from above. An eish, a ner, the etzim is ben aliyah. And so to be identified as a beitzina kadisha, and of the tzaddikim which the Gemara talks about, ashrei kol chay chelai, in that parasha b'nei aliyah means that there's a machus of a yid, there's a type of a person who's what's called a ben aliyah. And the whole inyan of the Ner Chanukah comes to be meir on that. When a person lights the Ner Chanukah, in Ner Hashem Nishmas Adam, a person sees within the Ner Chanukah an inyan and avodas Hashem of always trying to strive to be higher, to be a ben aliyah. This is exactly what Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel are discussing in the Gemara. How do we light the Ner Chanukah? Of course, we paskin like Beis Hillel. Beis Hillel says that we light one candle today, and then another candle tomorrow, and another candle tomorrow, because why? Ma'alim b'kodesh merida. Ma'alim b'kodesh means that whenever there's Kedusha, the tela of Kedusha is to be nisala. It's to always be going up. Ma'alim b'kodesh merida. And this really helps us understand the inyan of Lahalos Ner Tamid, which is what we spoke about before. That the sugya of Chanukah begins with this pasuk, L'ha'alos Ner Tamid, that a ner, and the whole metzius of the ner, is L'ha'alos. It's always to be going up. A ner is a ben aliyah. But to be a ben aliyah means Tamid. The fact that there's 7 + 1 days of Chanukah means that it's Ma'alim B'Kodesh. V'ein Maridin, it doesn't go down. A ben aliyah is somebody who you can't really see from day to day that he's a ben aliyah and how he's growing. And we'll talk a little bit about this metzius called a ben aliyah. But just more harchava. But what the candle teaches is that a mahalach in avodas Hashem, which is called today, and then is tomorrow, and every day should be an aliyah from the day before. And sometimes we have big hopes and dreams, and we like to jump and to skip. But the truth is that to go from day to day in a way which is a ben aliyah, there's really no madrigas when you're dealing with an avisher who's ein saif. So even if a person, let's say, would be this high, where is that? The Iker is to be a metzius of a ner, which is l'ha'alos ner tamid. You find this by Noach and you find this by Yosef, who are both called tzaddikim. There's Noach a tzaddik and Yosef a tzaddik. By Noach, you find that he lived in a world which was in self-destruct, until the Kadosh Baruch Hu pushed the button. But Noach was on top. He was in the teva. And although He was existing in a world of Mayim Hazidoinu, if you could say that, that the water came to destroy the world, Mayim Hazidoinu. But he was on top, he was in the Teva, safe, protected by the Ribbono Shel Olam. And that's the Teva of Shemen. Teva of Shemen is to rise above the water. And that's why when Noach is on top, and he's trying to understand what's the inyan of being in the Teva on top of the water, so the Yoina comes, and he gives him an Ali Zayas. And Ali Zayas is the hint to Noach that if you want to understand the inyan of how a tzaddik is on top of the Mayim HaZidonim, because Zayas is Shemen. And Shemen rises above Mayim. But that's why it's called Ali Zayas. Ali Zayas is a Lashon of Aliyah, meaning he's Ale, he's on top. He's a Ben Aliyah. That was the mile of Noach HaTzaddik. And the same thing is true with Yosef as well. Yosef was in Mitzrayim, the most decrepit, perverse society at the time. It was Mayim HaZidonim everywhere. But Yosef is an inyan of Shem. He was able to rise above it. How do we see Yosef in Shemen? Because the Gemara says, anywhere that you find Shemen, you find Chachma. Shemen and Chachma go hand in hand. Of course, Shemen produces ore, and ore is an inyan of Chachma. But just like Shemen is the highest of all the liquids, it rises to the top. So Chachma too, it always rises to the top. Chachma is one of the 10 spheres. It's the highest of all the spheres. So just like Shemen rises, so Chachma also rises. It's for this reason that Yosef, Paro calls him a Novan v'chacham kamaycha. He's called a Chacham. Even the Klipas calls him a Chacham. But he's called a Ben Zakunim. And Targum says Ben Zakunim is a Bar Chakim. It's a man of Chachma. And look, you saw that Yosef was in the cellar. He was the lowest. He came in as an Ivri and he was rejected from society. He was made as an Eved. But it took time. But like Shem, he made his way to the top of the world, basically. Because he had that teva of Shemen. Derech Gematria, there's a remez to this too. My Rebbe always says that if you take the word Shemen, then you make a milui out of it. You know what that means to make a milui? Yeah? So if you spell out the word Shemen, so Shin Yod Nun, Mem is Mem Mem, and then Nun Vav Nun. So the letters of the milui themselves, just the milui, is Gematria Yosef. So therefore, Shemen, the inside of Shemen is Yosef, because Shemen has a teva to rise, and that was exactly with Yosef. That koyach of being able to rise, that milui of Shemen, is gematria Yosef. Yosef is nisal. V'derech remez, that's perhaps why we find in the nusach of Al Hanisim, something very interesting. It says how common, how often do you find a tefillah that you have the word, how many times you have the word va'al in Al Hanisim? Well, if you're Nisuch Sfarad, it's different than Nisuch Ashkenaz, right? Because Nisuch Ashkenaz, I think, has four in Al Hanisim, but in Nisuch Sfarad, there are seven. There's Al Hanisim, Al Porkon, Al Gvirus, Al Teshuas, Yeshuas, whatever, I don't remember exactly what they are. But there are seven va'als. Seven va'als. And Neres Halalu, how many do you have in Haneres Halalu? Four again. Al Hanisim, Al Hachuas, Al Gvuras, Al Mechamas. In Haneres Halalu, there's also four vowels. But the Etzim in Al Hanisim, there's really eight. And that's appropriate because there's 8 days of Chanukah. Because as soon as you finish Al Hanisim, what's finished, what's after Al Hanisim? Al Kulam. So there's really eight. Because Al Kulam is Koil Lalva. That's where there are eight vowels which correspond to the 8 days of Chanukah. Where else do you find that? The only other place that I can recall that you find so many va'als is in the Haftarah. In the Bracha of the Haftarah, you say, Ala Torah v'ala Voida. Huh?
No Dulcha.
Huh?
No Dulcha.
How many say No Dulcha?
I think it's seven.
V'al Barisra, Shechazan, V'al Barisra. Yeah. There's a bunch.
Also Va'al after.
And there's a Va'al after, yeah. But that's exactly where you find Al Anisim. Yeah, that's exactly, that was my next thing. That even in, I didn't notice in No Dulcha there were so many. But it's in the makam of Haida. I mean, where there's Haida, so the Gemara says you say Al Anisim in Haida. But in Noida Lachal, there are many Va'als. Thank you, Evan. And then again, it Va'al Hakol Hashem Elokim Anachnu Modim Lach. Even there, it finishes Va'al Hakol, just like Va'al Kula. And that's where the Al Anisim is. Because the whole Metzius of Chanukah is exactly that. It's Va'al. That a person becomes a Ben Aliyah, and the whole Musak is to go higher. There's a very specific point, though, when it comes to the Indian of Chanukah, and this is brought out a lot in Chabad Svarim. But there's what's called Ba'al HaMelchamos. A person has to make a melchama with the Yitzhahara. But there's two ways to make melchama. One is to fight, you know, hands-on, mortal combat. And the other is like Or and Choshech. Or doesn't make melchama with Choshech. Where there's choshech and there's or, the or is just beteva, it's just smooth, it's natural, that the or is megarish as a teva. It's a choshech. That's the teva of or. And choshech doesn't stand any ground against the or. It's not that it's mamash al-melchama. It goes above the choshech. Just like shemen goes above the mayim. There's no melchama between shemen and mayim. As soon as the shemen is in the mayim, the shemen just goes to the top. It's very important you saw it in Avodas Hashem, because there's one way to make milchama against the sitracha, and the other way is that a person absolves himself from the milchama. And he focuses on being a ben aliyah. This is really the whole inyan of tzitzis. The Indian of Tzitzis is exactly that. The whole Indian of looking at the Tchelis, the Gemara says, is to remind ourselves of the Kisya Kavar. Right? You look at the Tchelis, you remember the Yam, you remember the Shemaim, and then you remember the Kisya Kavar. So what's that supposed to tell us? It means that a person is trying to go up to the Kisya Kavar. That's the journey, right? If you had to go to Shemaim, that the next step up was the Kisya Kavar, that's the journey. It's to be a Ben Aliyah. Ben Aliyah means that he's going Lamala, like Shemin. But what does it say by tzitzis? That tzitzis allows us that we won't be distracted by achreinichim v'achrei levamchem, which Gemara says avodah zara and arayas. What's the etza? So by this tzitzis helps me make melchama. This is a weapon. In the Zohar Kodesh, it is a weapon. But how does it work? The way that it works is that when a person is mistakel at the tchedas tzitzis, which is the kisei kavod, and he has his eyes kavua at the kisei kavod, and he makes himself into a ben aliyah, he doesn't become distracted by everything else, by the mayim hazigayim. His teva is just to go up. If he's looking up, and he's not looking around, he's not looking down, so there's no melchama anymore. He's just focused on going up. And he finds tremendous delight in that. Because to be a ben aliyah means to have a sipuk in avodas Hashem. It's a whole mahalach in avodas Hashem of not doing mitzvahs like a bidyavidik away. Everything is always a lechatchila. It's too much to be marchiv in the whole inyan of the mitzias of a ben aliyah. It's just amar malkum ba'ama, because I want to hear tzachi also. But you find by Noach, you find by Yosef, and of course all these, we read about Yosef and his tev of shaman, of being nisala during this time of year, because that's exactly what Yosef is. It's teaching us how we get could be a ben aliyah, to be ve'al. Say b'derechem is also turn an oil into ve'al. If a person sees the avodas Hashem as an oil, as a burden, then you know he does a klachayad. It's not, he doesn't see davening or even halakas nechanukah, tefillin and tzitzis, whatever the mitzvahs he has to do, as being a lechtchila, so, you know, kind of does it backhandedly. That's not a ben aliyah. Ben aliyah is somebody who is excited to do the mitzvahs. It's an opportunity to come close and to be nesale. Every mitzvah is an opportunity to be ben aliyah. B'derechem is... We started with the pasuk lehalos ner tamid. That the whole inyan of Chanukah is exactly that. That's why the sugi begins that way. Lehalos ner tamid. That a person like a ner, he's always in a matzav of being nesala, of going up. It's a lekach. That's what it means. What's interesting is the following. Just to point this out is that, you know, in Kabbalah, we see yontiv and we see day to day as being two different worlds. The Rosh Hashanah calls it parts of hayamim and parts of hazman. When a person enters into yontiv, It's what's called a mabel. It's like a mabel shel or. It's not like the day to day. It's like a person enters into a different dimension when yontif comes. The avoda day by day is called drip by drip, tipa achar tipa. Part of hayomim. What's interesting is that the Kabbalim say that although Chanukah is a yontif, it's not in the parts of hazmanim. It's not like Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkot, where a person enters into that world. It's parts of hayomim. I mean, it's day to day. That's why there's no Isra Malacha, people go to work, you don't really dress in Big Day Shabbos, Big Day Yantav, maybe just for the Halakha, but other than that, it's a regular day. Right? You said, Yosheb Yisrael Sa'ayon on Motzei Shabbos, right? Normally a Yantav would cancel that. No, but it's not, because Chanukah makes its way into the Chol. Chanukah goes down into very low places. So that's why even the Halakha Samanar in the Beis HaMikdash was day by day. It wasn't a Yantav Degazach. It was every day that Aaron HaKohen lit the Menorah. So that teaches us that Chanukah is a day by day limud. It's very easy for a person to be a Ben Aliyah when it comes to Pesach, when you're sitting by the Seder, on Rosh Hashanah, when you put on the Kittel, in Kippur, when you're blowing the Shofar, everybody's involved in Tshuva. But Chanukah teaches that a Yid could be a Ben Aliyah every single day, because the Menorah was lit every day. And to be a Ben Aliyah means to go from day to day in the parts of Hayamim, to see himself as a Ben Aliyah. It doesn't mean he has to jump high every day. It means to go from day to day, to be Nis'ala, Miyayim, Miyayim, more than he was yesterday. Again, we're not going to define exactly how that is, because it would take up too much time. But that's if you take Ner Chanukah and you make a miloy out of it, which means that, like we said before, you spell it out. And it's Gematria L'Halos Ner Tamid. That's exactly what it is. L'Halos Ner Tamid. So Chanukah comes to teach us. Bez Hashem, if we could take a limud from this time of year, from the parts of Hayamim, it means that we're Malim B'Kodesh for 8 days, But even when the neighbors go away, they avoid the Ma'al of HaKodesh days, and Hashem Yisbech should help us B'Siyat HaDishma Yishbezeichah to be L'Halos Ne'tomid Dikagidin and to be Nisalom Yomer Yom until we finally return to the Kisei HaKavod L'Chamir V'Asim Shana. But before that, from the Kisei HaKavod will come down to us, when that place of Ali will come down, be Yerida Mekadir Ba'atach then with the coming Mashiach to King Yomer Yomer Yomer.
So Rabbi Noam says, Melech Rofa Neman is a match of the Halik Ben Chanukah. So it's time for refuah for all those who need. So we'll sing a nigga note. I'll say it now, so in case anybody has to go, leave when you need to, and maybe we'll go later. So Chanukah is different from all the other Yom Tovim. Rishu just told us a little bit why. But if you look at the Mitzvah of Chanukah, there's something about it that's different. And I think that is simply because when we have an Avodah, especially by Yom Tov, so the Geshmak of the Yom Tov is in that very first, the Haskala of the Avodah. Meaning, when we take our Lulav and Esrog for the first time, the most exciting moment is that very first shaking of the lulav, the very first like bite of matzah, when we're first oisek in that mitzvah, that is the greatest. And then it's always as geshmak as we want to make it, and we're going to try to tap into a new idea and the new hiskach just that second time around. Megillah Purim morning is a little bit harder, and Hakafas Yantif morning is a little bit harder. But Chanukah has a built-in nekuda that's different. Because the first night of Chanukah is Meridik and it's Geshmak and there's a Hischadshus. When we come to the Licht on the second night of Chanukah, there's still a Hischadshus because there's a new Licht. And that goes right the third night, there's another new Licht. And right there, every single night, there's a new Hischadshus. That even though, yeah, it's right there, we did it 7 days already. But Zoyis Chanukah, there's a newness to the, not just the Tshuva Shabbat, there's a newness because there's a new canvas. There's an element of Chanukah that's always exciting and new. But perhaps you can say that the biggest hischadshus in the entire Yom Tov of Chanukah is today. It's the second day. Because the first day is the first day, and it's Geshmak, and right, and obviously Zois Chanukah, Zois Chanukah, but there's this element of hischadshus on day two that no other day can touch. And that's because it's the only day which literally doubles the Avodah. Every other day, it's plus one. On the second day, it's times two. You're doubling the Avodah from last night to night, and therefore no other day can get to that level. You don't go from 2 to 4, you go 2 to 3. So there's an element of the second day of Chanukah, which is even more Geshmak than all of the other days. And perhaps you can understand, the Rishonim argue, we all know we light Moisef HaHoylech. And we go up, we light more every single day. But we can ask a question, but we add them right to left. Why do we light left to right? Should we always just light the way we added? This is day one's candle. So that's, we should light one, two, going right to left. The same way we add them, we should light them. But the hischadshus of, I'm lighting a brand new licht that didn't exist the night before, it's too impossible for us to go backwards. There's newness, there's a hischadshus. I'm so excited about that new licht that exists. So therefore, the second night of Chanukah has that built in more than any other night. So perhaps we can understand any sefer of the Sefer HaKadoshim that you pick up, every single one, is going to talk to us about Yosef HaTzadik. Chanukah is Yosef is Chanukah, the Zalbazach. But perhaps we can understand on a deeper level that if you want to understand this Nukud of Hischadshus, of doubling down, so we understand there has to be Yosef HaTzadik is Chanukah. Because Yosef, besides for the fact that he's called Yosef, which is to be Moisef, to add on more, to want more constantly, Yosef actually is the Shevet who pulls himself back in order to double down on Menashe and Ephraim. That one Nekuda of Yosef actually becomes two Menashe and Ephraim. And that's the Avodah of Mehajim and Amahajim. Because if you think about it, the whole Avodah of Chanukah doesn't make any sense. The Ikur Mitzvah is, you light one candle and you're good to go. But no, there's another level that we call Mahajir. And then there's a nachal level, even higher than that, mahagir min hamahagir, even the lashon of what we do is doubling. But if you think about it for a second, if we're all like mahagir min hamahagir yesterday, so we don't see that. You can't tell that from yesterday. Tonight is when we show for the first time that we're actually lighting on the highest levels. Mahajim and Mahajim, because here's the first time we have more than just that one Ner Ishuezo. And the name maybe should change. It's weird, right? I'm saying, like, I feel bad for Ner Ishuezo, because, like, Mahajim and Mahajim, Mahajim, they're like sharing the name. Why can't we make up a new name for, like, the level that we do? Because the Avoda is to be Mahajim min HaMahajim. It's a double. There's a repeatingness of this Avoda. Which is why we can understand that if you take the gematria of Menashe Ephraim, so the avoda is to break into two, to double the avoda, to jump up levels. Menashe Ephraim is gematria mahajim min hamahajim and echad, because we go from one and we intensify it. That's the entire purpose of Yosef being Chanukah, because he can double down into the Menashe and the Ephraim. But perhaps we could see another area by Yosef HaTzadik where this is true. So, Yosef being Chanukah means that all of his wives and children and everybody has this chelek. And perhaps you can see it most prevalent by Leah Imenu. Because Leah's gematria 36, which right away, you only get to 36 neros with Mahagim and Mahagim. But if you look, Leah is zoichet to have six of her own children, and Zilpah has two more. So Leah is zoichet to eight children, corresponding to the 8 days of Chanukah, and Dina is, then you can say the Shamash. The children of Leah also correspond to the days of Chanukah. But if that's the case, so you go in order, so the Leil Sheni tonight is Shimon. Shimon's night of Chanukah, Lefi this Kajbon, is tonight. So if you look back, if you look at the parshas that we're Isaac in, Shimon and Yosef have a very interesting relationship. Shimon's the one who says, ah, here he comes, let's throw him into the pit. So on the flip side, Shimon's the one that Yosef says, okay, I'm going to keep you in jail. What's the upside? So Yosef, when he gives over the Shvatimness to Menashe and Ephraim, Levi's the one who, I guess, steps back with him. In order to enable them to be the 12 Shvatim, Levi and Yosef step away. But if you look, it says, that what was one of the reasons that Yosef took Shimon? Bedavka, to separate him from Levi. Because there was an avoda that Yosef had to do with Levi, that he had to take Shimon away for a minute. You can't be Yosef over there, because I have to go there. That's part of my avoda, which is why Yosef spelled with the hey, which sometimes we find, and Levi, Yosef and Levi together is or. Because together they team up and they create this or, which Menashe and Ephraim come to be Mahajim and Mahajim with. They double up, they make it even more. They make it bigger. And so Shimon's avoda also, if you look at Shimon, so his name simply says Shemen, the Shin, the Mem, and the Nun is Shemen. But if you use those other osios, the Ayin and the Vav, and you make those into Milui, the leftover letters of Shimon, if you add them all together, the Vav, Ayin, Yud, Nun, and the Shemen, is equal to Lahadik Ner Chanukah with that Echor again. Because you take that one and you make it bigger. So Shimon has this Nakuda of Lahadik Ner Chanukah, but it's only that one. So we remove Shimon away from the Cheshbon and we allow Menashe and Ephraim to step in. There's one other place where perhaps you can see that all this ties together on the second night of Chanukah. So we know that the fifth night of Chanukah can never fall on Shabbos. So if you do the math, the second night of Chanukah can never fall on Yom Ravi, can never fall on Wednesday. So what's the Sheikhus? So we know that on the fourth day of Maisa Bereishis was the Shemesh L'Yireach and the Kochav. Light comes into the picture on the fourth day. But the second day of Chanukah, which is Marbe Or, which is Moisif V'Hoylech, corresponds to the day where we know there was a Pekam in light. Because the Yireach says to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Yesha Shnei Malachim B'Kasei Echa. What do you mean? The sun and the moon, we can't coexist. Well, somebody has to be in charge. And so therefore, because there's a pagam in this idea of lessening of light, the yoreach was punished, it was made smaller. Since the avoida of the yoreach, the fourth day, was to be mekatzer light, to diminish the light, so we can't put the second night because it's misakina. It can't coexist because we have to understand that we're marba'or. Which Hashem says, so the yoreach, you have to be punished. You have to go down the level. And how am I going to be mashlim you? By giving you kochavim. I'll give you stars to help you mashlim the light that you lost. So Levona is gematria 87, which we knew is too shy of Chanukah. So the minimum of kochavim is 2. So in order to enable the Lirech to even feel, the Levona has to feel like it's still Chanukah Dik. So Hashem says, I'll give you Kochavim. I'll give you 2, mispar, right? The lowest number of this idea is 2 more Eros of Kochavim. And now you can be mashlim into the Levona, into a full Chanukah Dik. So if you look, on those days it says that on day 4 of Ma'aseh Bereishis, it says there's a Ma'or HaGadol, and there's more hakata. So if you take ma'or and make a gadol, meaning you have the milui of ma'or, so that itself is 713, which is mahajan min hamahajan. And more hakatan, if you take ma'or and you go mispar katan, so that is 13, which we said was echad. So ma'or gadol and ma'or katan together is gemachim menashe nefrayim. Because Menashe and Ephraim is 726, which is 713, 7 and 13 together. Menashe and Ephraim have the ability to fix the pagam of the Mor HaGadol with the Mor HaKatan together. Because you take the light of Chanukah and you literally double it. So we can also understand that if they were perfected, Shemesh and Levana together is also 727, which is Menashe and Ephraim with the kol. Because the avodah of Menashe and Ephraim is to make that light, the light that shrinks a little bit, that's just not where it should be. Menashe and Ephraim show us that by the second night of Chanukah, you're able to be able to moisif v'hoylach, to take the light of that first night and to jump, not just a madrega, but to double it. The avodah become exponentially greater than whatever you thought you could do on the first night. This year, maybe more than most years, there's copies of the segulas from the Kedushas Levi. Ideas of things to daven about. How appropriate is that the second night it's brought down to daven for Shalom Bayis and Shaduchim. Because that is one becoming two becoming one. It's a joint effort, it's doubling your avoid of who you are and what your purpose, what your tafkid is here in the world. So, perhaps we can understand one more area. When Yaakov Avinu, they're trying to convince him to send Binyamin. So send Binyamin down to Mitzrayim, that's our only chance. So he's very nervous, he doesn't want to. And so Reuven tries to convince Yaakov Avinu, because I'll take a chayes for them. So he says, V'ata shnei b'necha hanodim l'cho, beret Mitzrayim, Ad boy elecha Mitzrayim li hem Ephraim Menashe k'Ruven and Shimon miyuli. Menashe and Ephraim are like Ruven and Shimon to me, which we can understand because Ruven, we understand the avoid of Ruven is raw to see, but by the avoid of Shimon also. So it says, Vayiten li gam et ze. When Shimon is born, that's Leah names him. Kishama Hashem, Hashem heard my difficulties. Vayiten li gam et ze. Which is the gematria of Mahajan min Mahajan and Ner again. Shimon has the ability to connect to the Ner Chanukah, but being Moisif Aholich, Mahajan min Mahajan. But if you look in that Pasuk, so it says, V'atah shnei v'necha nodim l'chol b'eret Mitzrayim ad bo. Ad bo is gematria Chanukah. Your two sons are going to go down until there's no kudah Chanukah, because they have to be mashlim this idea of Chanukah. Elecha Mitzrayim li heim, li is gematria 40. So if you turn that into a mem, which is 40, so li heim is Rosh Tevo, so is Mahajim and Mahajim. They avoided to going into Mitzrayim, to going into the darkness, Right? Mastama, the more light we have, the more dark the surrounding is. So the second night is Moisif V'Hoylech, it's double the light to dispel double the darkness. Going into Mitzrayim, you have to have this Nakuda of Chanukah with this idea of Mahajim Min HaMahajim. So finally, when Yaakov acquiesces, Yaakov says, okay, we can go. Because he says, Yesh Shever B'Mitzrayim. Shever B'Mitzrayim. So Shever, we can understand, is a very big remnant to Chanukah. Because Shever is the Rosh Yitevos, Shabbos, Bris, Rosh Chodesh. The three mitzvos bedavka that they wanted to steal from us. But it's also Ner with the Koilel and Ner with the Koilel. Meaning, I see in Mitzrayim there are these two lights, bedavka, two lights that are sitting in Mitzrayim. Merum is the second night of Chanukah. Merum is Menashe and Ephraim, were those two candles, those two fires that he saw in Mitzrayim. Once Yaakov Avinu understood that there is a Menashe and an Ephraim, there are two fires sitting in Mitzrayim, so he says, Yesh Shever B'Mitzrayim, now we can go down. Because I know that as long as there's a fire there in Mitzrayim already, and not just on there, but doubled, this concept of Moisif V'Hoylech to turn one into two and to exponentially increase our Avoida, now it's masking for us to go into Mitzrayim. So perhaps we can understand. I think we can't understand, but to try to grasp it's Nakuda, that Chanukah is Lamalam in the Teva. That everything about Chanukah is beyond our wildest Hasagas. And whatever we can accomplish, if you just have bakashos and David and try and cry and whatever avodah is, we can attain levels that we are superhuman for us to attain if our hasagas are there. But punk today, on the second night of Chanukah, where we can see that it's not just tevadik, it's not normal to double, to jump such madrigas. The second night of Chanukah tells us to at least have she'ifos for that, at least long for that. Yosef's able to remove himself and put him in Nash and Ephraim, and in the least likely of situations, punk them in Mitzrayim. We see Yaakov Avinu only gives it to them when he says, in Mitzrayim there can still be Or. And not just one, but two Ors. I think we have to look at the candles, and even though, hopefully your candles are still burning, but if they're not, just even to have the Hasag of just to envision the candles, the two lichts sitting there, just the flames dancing. Dance up, the she'ifos, we want more, we want to be higher, we want to be close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Chanukah b'teva is not teva. The second night of Chanukah, even more so. If you break Yosef in half, because he's splitting himself to Menashe and Ephraim, so he said that's the least amount that he can split, because Yosef, we know, is six times Havaya. So if you break it in half, so each one corresponds to three times Havaya, Hashem Melech, Hashem Melech, Hashem Nimloch. He says, like that, I can break myself. Because each one of them, the hairs, each one of them understands that there is always and will be a Yivishter. And like that, we can leave the fire in Mitzrayim burning with she'ifos and goals and ritzoinus and gaguim for godless. L'malam in atavadig. My bracha to all of us is that we should constantly yearn and to strive and to hold on to this nekuda of the sheni of Chanukah. To long for more and to want more and to strive for more. And even if it doesn't make sense that it should shtim, that it should work, that you should get there, Chanukah, you have rishos. You to long for it, to want it, to go for that. To constantly just exponentially jump higher and higher. Moisif v'hoylech mahadrim in the mahadrim. Every other minute.